This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Adam Felber, Paul Provenza, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, it's another edition of Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paul, the Democratic and Republican presidential candidates both held debates this week in New Hampshire on CNN. Perhaps the most interesting thing in either of these debates happened just as Rudolph Giuliani was asked about his stand on abortion. What happened?
Divine intervention.
Yes.
When suddenly, through an act of God, enraged, I'm imagining, his sound system shorted out.
Because of?
Because he was talking about a rather liberal stance on abortion.
It was, but the reason, of course, his sound system shorted out, I'll give it to you, was because the hall was struck by lightning.
I thought that was implicit in my answer.
No. We'll give it to you now. As John Dickerson of Slate.com said, quote, when you are a member of a party that believes that God plays a role in human events, this might be a sign to stay in the private sector. Other than that, though, truly the highlight, the debates played out pretty much as expected. Both could be summed up in the words of one conservative blogger, quote, what it lacked in firepower, it more than made up for in pointlessness. Let's see, at the Democratic debate, Bill Richardson announced that he is in favor of preschool for all Americans, which is cool because, frankly, I could use a little nap time.
I could use some juice and cookies.
That would be great. And Barack Obama, his patience at an end, finally stood up and decried what has become the most humiliating and insulting part of presidential elections. He said, quote, I don't want to raise my hand anymore. Wolf Blitzer was taken aback by this rebellion. He asked all the candidates on stage who did not want to raise their hands anymore to raise their hands.
That's going to come back to bite him at the swearing in.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, Obama, he sticks to his principles. Like, raise your hand. He's like, no.
No.
Really, no, I'm not going to.
That behavior is right out of preschool. I think that's appropriate somehow.
Can you low-five the Bible?
I don't know.
Wow, six dirty jokes just went through my mind and were rejected.
Adam, great news from Google. Their new Street View feature on Google Maps allows you to see what a street actually looks like as if you were standing right there. They did it by taking millions of digital photos from moving vans. But the pictures also show rather surprising things, including a man sitting on a bench in San Jose, California, doing what?
Not what you think.
San Jose. When the hell was I in San Jose?
Now, the one that I read about was a man relieving himself by the side of the road.
But no, that's
clearly
not
a different
this guy.
One. Same story, though. So he was sitting on a park bench in San Jose.
Yeah. And you're sitting there, and you know, you're private. You don't know if anybody's looking at you. You don't know that the van driving by you is taking a photograph that'll be put on the internet that anybody can look at.
He was picking his nose.
He was picking his nose.
Sure he was.
The man, who is clearly recognizable to anybody who knows him, it's a very clear photograph, just happened to be taking care of some personal hygiene by himself on a bench. The next thing you know, anyone who checks out 181 West San Carlos Street in San Jose, California, can see him do it. That's 181 West San Carlos. Other Street View finds include some sunbathing women, a guy walking into an adult bookstore in San Francisco, and glimpsed through the windows of various residences, tens of thousands of people with nothing better to do than scan millions of photos looking for something mildly titillating.
Only in America did you pick your nose and become a landmark.
Just go left. I mean, you think people will show up at the bench, take their picture, sit there, pick their nose, have their friends take their picture?
Go down about a mile, make a right at the booger.